We've got 5 minutes for questions, so keep them short.
This isn't really a question. It's, like you said, a prayer. I want to say thank you to those who organized it and hosted it for the weekend, everybody. Thank you, not least, for some interesting things. I have, by way of comment, a request and interpretation. Just over there is the flat of a girl called Joanna Yates. She died last Christmas. Over there, lying in Horfield Jail, is a guy called Vincent Tabak, who had a singular problem with his own particular brand of dukkha. He appears to have had an insufficiency of girls on the streets of Bristol to satisfy his desire for sexual gratification. And so he tried to take advantage of another one in her kitchen. The answer to this problem I do not have, but down here is a reminder of some rather wonderful women and their attempt to deal with the problem on the streets. I have come across them, not through visiting, I hasten to add, but I happen to know one of them, and they are a wonderful lot. And there's a Dana bowl, and I think it's a very worthwhile, practical way of earthing this conference. May I commend it? Thank you.
I've got a picking up 2 points that you raised about the Occupy movement and the corporate greed and corporate profits. I've just been in a trip to Canada and America, and 2 weeks ago I was in Seattle, and a group of us went down on a Sunday evening to the center of Seattle, where there was a small square being occupied by disparate groups, and there was police guarding it with, well, looking on, all on their mountain bikes with their, you know, as they are in Seattle. It's all very peaceful. And it was a very disparate group, from young people singing old Bob Dylan songs to out-of-tune guitars, to, I can't remember what you call them, the Tea Party, are they called the Liberalists these days? I can't remember, the liberals, the right liberals, with a harmonium, and they were singing hymns, they were singing Christian hymns, and their harmonium was plastered all round with pictures of Barack Obama with Hitler moustaches drawn onto him. And you had that, there were different sides of the square, and in the middle there was an area someone had roped off, the Buddhists had roped off, and said, this is the quiet area. And you may come and meditate. And there were all, and there were other groups going on, banners and all sorts of things. And in the middle, there were people sitting, a few people sitting, having a quiet meditation in the middle of all this. That was one thing, and we observed that. And then a couple of days later, I was invited by another friend to go and have a lunch at his place of work, which was the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is in Seattle, and it's this huge new modern building, absolutely beautiful, state-of-the-art, eco-green, everything's perfect, six-story building. There were over 1,000 people working in this building, and I had to actually have security clearance and show my passport to get in, just have lunch. And for an hour, I was showed around this building, and it was full of, from the people I met, idealistic, very well-intentioned young people working in this fabulous environment, really, really beautiful place. And their job was to distribute several billion dollars a year from Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and other American billionaires. And they were, and that was their job. And actually, one of their biggest problems was getting the money out fast enough, because they were insisting on every donation they gave was actually well backed up. And it was this strange combination between, there was the Occupy movement, here was the richest man, or the two richest men in the world, probably, giving away vast sums of money, actually very engaged with what they were doing. They were giving it, and it wasn't just Africa and AIDS and malaria. They were actually giving large sums of money to American cities and to other places, all these different projects, and these people with very good will. Well, my question is that there was this, I found it difficult to kind of say, well, there's that lot and there's that lot. What is wrong, actually, with Bill Gates making this vast sum of money but then handing it out in this very engaged, philanthropic way?
The Gates Foundation is a lot more controversial than seems to be implied by your question. There's a lot of people who find it, does the Gates Foundation justify the kind of corporate system that has created that much money for him? And should it be he and the people he designates that decide where that money will go? I mean, he's doing some good stuff, but I've also known some people, we don't have time to get into it, who thinks that the very focus that he's often missing the most important things. And the present system does allow for the possibility on the part of philanthropy, but in a way, it's the philanthropists that are going to act in ways that reinforce the system, maybe addressing a few of the problems, but not the basic ones. I mean, so anyway, it's a very complex issue, but I have to say what I have read about or heard about the Gates Foundation makes it a lot more problematical than what you're offering. Yeah.
You're saying, I've
right.
These two things,
yeah.
And the people involved in it.
Yeah. And I don't know enough about details, but I've read some of the critiques, which do make some sense to me. Another question over here. Yes, ma'am.
I'm still worrying about social justice. The economic system is predicated on freedom since 1989, when markets were deregulated. So we have very much a discourse of free markets, and it has resulted in the rich getting richer and the powerful getting more powerful. So.
Right.
It doesn't seem to be driven by social justice.
I'm not saying that.
But we've lost yeah. the Christian social justice discourse,
right.
And we've replaced it by freedom, which seems to then, as you say, allow this kind of exploitation of this issue of dukkha. So
right.
I just wonder about whether you've got anything to say about regulation.
Well, it's interesting. Just to reinforce that, I'm not saying that. Our economic system is a great example of social justice. I think quite the contrary, although there's a role for market exchange and freeing that up. I think it's interesting that right at the time that communism collapsed, capitalism took off its velvet gloves. Up to that point, it had to be careful, right? You've had a socialist movement the last century and a half, and the concern was to make sure that capitalism had to do things. Think of the New Deal. Think of the Labour Party in the 50s. Capitalism had to do things to keep the identification of enough people, and that because there was a threat. There was the communist threat. There were alternatives, and of course, once that system collapses, the system becomes even more exploitative, and what we've ended up with this race to the top that's exploiting everyone else. Yeah, for sure.
So do you see a place for regulation?
Right. Well, if we're going to keep corporations, I think, very briefly, we not only need to regulate them much more carefully, or let's say, as part of the regulation, I think we need to rewrite corporate charters. As they're presently structured, it frees them. And given that corporations need to be chartered, the primary question we need to ask is the corporation working for the public good? And we have to find institutionalized ways, legal ways of requiring them to do that. And that's the big challenge. It's not going to be easy to do in the U.S., where they've taken over all levels of government, pretty much. Yeah. Thank you. I think we're just about out of time. I didn't know if you wanted to make a very, very quick comment, but... Right. So, thank you. Let me just finish by saying, you may have noticed that I didn't talk at all about solutions. Right? I mean, talking about the problem, trying to see it from what I think is a Buddhist perspective. One of the reasons I didn't talk about solutions is I don't think Buddhism in itself offers us solutions. I don't think you can read the Pali Canon or the Buddhist tradition and read off the kind of economic or political system that we need. Traditionally, Buddhism focuses on something else, on removing the obstacles. It's the same thing personally. Buddhism isn't so much telling us how to live, but it's focusing on the things that cause suffering and helping us remove them. The assumption being that once those are removed, then there's many possibilities. I don't think Buddhism is telling us the proper kind of economic system that we have, that we must have. I think there's a lot of possible systems, maybe different ones in different places. But as long as if we can overcome the greed, ill will, delusion, especially if we can overcome this self preoccupation, then as men and women of goodwill, then we can come together and make those decisions, that co-creation together. And I think that's also the role of Buddhism in the larger movement, including Occupy Wall Street or Occupy World, whatever, that we don't want to create a new movement. What we want to do is, I think, Buddhism, in opposition to the old lefty critique of religion, where religion is bad and it's got to be all secular and that, I think Buddhism can show a different kind of spirituality, a different perspective on personal individual transformation and the role of that in the kind of changes we're talking about. That's what Buddhism has to contribute. We're not going to change the world by ourselves. Heaven help us. I mean, but I think Buddhism has a role to play in this larger movement that's already out there. And the role has to be contributing a certain kind of vision as one aspect of this kind of transformation that's begun. Thank you.